We saw were safest houses. They're not so spectacular. They don't burn up in the sky.
Elvis Costello. Indoor fireworks aside, I really miss the days when the dads in my neighborhood in Binghamton, New York would bring home crazy fireworks every 4th of July and light them off in the backyards. Bottle rockets, big Roman candles, loud exploding things. They made your ears ring, flaming pinwheels, grenades. They were kind of mortars, some of them were. I miss those days. Today we have Nerf fireworks. And I guess that makes sense for safety reasons. But last year, driving through the state of Idaho, I saw off the interstate this huge Walmart-looking building that said Fat City Fireworks and a sign that said Next Exit. I was with my wife. We were headed home to New York the next morning early on a plane flight. And we wanted to stop in and just check it out. And Allison is with me and she says, you know, honey, is this really what we want to do? And I said, look, let's get something for the kids. And we go into the Walmart-looking place, and inside there's bombs and rockets and zingers and sparklers and all these high-tech tantalizing munitions, boxes and boxes. Wow! I started to fill a basket with atomic blasters and rainbow fireballs. Allison quietly shakes her head and says, aren't these illegal? I look up impatiently. Well, they're legal here. Idaho's a part of the United States, right? Allison says, but I mean, and then this large woman behind the counter pipes in with, all I know is you can't drive them across the state line into Oregon. Allison looks skeptical, but I'm looking at this lady behind the counter as like the Sandra Day O'Connor of fireworks law. See, we can't take them into Oregon, that's all. But we're flying, Allison says. Yeah, yeah, we just can't put them in our carry-on bags, I say, looking at Sandra Day for an opinion on this. Oh no, she says, you can't take them in your carry-on bags. We spend about $250, two bags full of stuff we take out of Fat City Fireworks. In the hotel, I pack this green hard suitcase full of blasters and rockets. The next day at Boise Airport, we check in. No problem. There's this little sign at security that tells you what you don't pack in your bags. And guess what? There's no pictures of atomic blasters or bottle rockets, just flammable fluids and firearms. I'm not carrying those, so we're just fine. We get on the plane. It's full, packed. Now, I use a wheelchair, so I get seated, and the airline takes my chair and puts it in baggage. I'm not moving anywhere. We doze off, waiting for the plane to take off, and then a flight attendant comes up. Allison Hockenberry? Are you Allison Hockenberry? The flight attendant looks pretty serious. I mean, really serious. Have to come with us, ma'am. Why? Your bag, ma'am. It's your bag. You need to talk to Homeland Security. The color drains from my wife's face. They take her away. Is she going to make the plane, I ask? Doubt it, says the flight attendant. You have fireworks in your bag. You can't do that. But the lady at the place where I bought them, you went to Fat City, right? She knew the whole story. Happens all the time, she said. Allison gets back to the plane with seconds to spare. They interrogated me, she said. They knew all about Fat City and the story about driving over the border into Oregon. What did they do? They said there would be an investigation and a big fine, buddy. And the fireworks, I ask? They took those, of course. Right. I bet they blew them off, those Homeland Security guys. But I learned my lesson. Fireworks are illegal. Indoors or outdoors. Steer clear of Fat City if you're in Boise. You gonna have any fireworks this weekend?
I'll probably see some.
Yeah? You'll see. Are you gonna light any off?
No.
No? We've been hearing from you on... you can comment on anything on our show. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE. And you can also go to our website, www.thetakeaway.org. Have a great 4th of July, guys.